From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we gather together around the radio on this Wednesday, another day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This week, we are involved in a series that is very basic. As I often say, it is as basic as breakfast. But yet, it's a very important series. It's a series based upon a verse of Scripture that I've used many times on this program since we've been broadcasting starting back in 1989. It's a very important program for everyone under the sound of my voice. Because it's a program, it's a week of studies that is based upon the concept of making sure that you truly know Christ as your Savior. The key text this week is 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, where it says, "Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates." A very important verse of Scripture. This verse of Scripture was written to a church, the local church of Corinth. Now, yes, they were a very carnal church. You read through this particular passage of Scripture, that would be 1 and 2 Corinthians, you would find that they've got 10 or 12 very serious issues that Paul had to deal with that related to their carnality. But still, they were a local church. These people claimed to be saved. And Paul said, "Examine yourself to make sure you really do know the Lord." And that's what we've been talking about this week and will continue throughout the course of the week. Yes, very basic, but very important. And if you've been praying for somebody, if you've been praying that a friend or a relative of yours would soon come to Christ, I would encourage you to direct them to this particular verse of Scripture. Because this verse of Scripture determines the difference between heaven and hell for a person. Once they examine themselves, if they find out that they're saved, indeed, heaven is their eternal home. But if they find out that they're not saved, hell will be their eternal home unless they trust Christ. And by the way, that relates to you as well. Can you say this very moment that you're born again? Let's look at this particular verse. And today, I want us to talk about the importance of self-examination. Why is it important that we all examine ourselves to make sure that we are saved? Well, number one, that examination will reveal whether or not your faith is real. Or it could be false. You know, many people have a faith that is just an intellectual faith. In other words, they are those who say, "Well, yeah, I believe that God exists. I believe that there's a heaven and a hell. I believe that there's a devil." But even though they believe those things intellectually, they never have personally trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. Could that be you? You don't deny the existence of the devil. You don't deny the existence of hell. You say, "Yes, I believe that God exists." Well, you know what the Bible says about that? In verse 19 of James chapter 2, we find these words, where it says, "Thou believest that there is one God? Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble." Listen, beloved, the devils believe, they know there's a God, and they tremble because they know judgment's coming upon them. What about you? You say, "I know there's a God. I believe in God, all right. but have you personally trusted him? You see, that intellectual faith is just recognizing the existence of God. When we are talking about believing in the name of the Lord Jesus, when we are talking about trusting Jesus Christ as Savior, we're talking about more than just believing that there's a God, even more than just believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose again on the third day. We are talking about personally receiving Christ as Savior by calling upon the name of the Lord and asking him to save us, as it says there in Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. So this self-examination will demonstrate your genuineness of faith. Secondly, this self-examination will determine your eternal destiny. Oh, yes. I've talked about it throughout the course of this week and will no doubt continue to talk about it throughout the course of this week because it's an important subject to talk about. But here's the fact. Without salvation, beloved, if you die, you will go directly to hell. No purgatory, no intermediate place. If you die without Jesus Christ, if you die without being born again, you will go directly to hell and ultimately be cast into the eternal lake of fire, as it says in Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. You remember the story of the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man was an unsaved person. Lazarus was a saved person. And you can read all about this in Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through the end of that chapter. And you remember how that the rich man was very pious and very high and mighty. Lazarus was a beggar, and he actually ate the crumbs from the table of the rich man. Lazarus died, the Bible says, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. That's verse 22 of Luke 16. But verse 23 says, the rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried, and he said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in the water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. You know, if you just take your finger and put it in water and then put your finger up on your tongue, it doesn't give you much satisfaction, does it? But the rich man was in hell. The torment was great. And he was just crying out for a drop of water on his tongue. You see, it's real, beloved. Without salvation, when you die, you will go to a real hell. But with salvation, when you die, you will go to be with the Lord. Praise God for that. I love the teaching of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, where the Word of God teaches us in verse 8 and says, we are confident, I say, and willing rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Now think of the contrast. Those who die without Christ, hell, fire, torment, agony, a remembrance, remembering the many times that they heard the gospel message but rejected it, and they'll be there for eternity. But the one who dies with Christ will be in heaven, a land without tears, and a time without end. A very important examination. It determines the genuineness of your faith. It determines your eternal destiny. But it also dictates your peace with God. I think of the many times in the Word of God, the peace of God is related to us. And one particular verse that comes to my mind today is found in Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, where it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The word justified means to be declared not guilty with respect to our sins. We are all sinners. We know that. The Bible says in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and have come short to the glory of God. We know that that's a fact. But when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, through the work of Christ on the cross, God the Father justifies us because of the work of Christ, and as the result of that justification, we have peace with God through Christ. You see, before we trust Christ as Savior, we are enemies and alienated and separated from God. But when we trust Christ as Savior, we have peace with God, made possible through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. The importance of self-examination. It demonstrates your genuineness of faith. It demonstrates, it determines your eternal destiny. And then it dictates your peace with God. I remember once a number of years ago, one of the young people of our church came home from college during the Christmas break. He asked if he could see me, and I said, certainly. And he came in, and we started talking, and it wasn't too far into the conversation where he said, you know, Pastor, I always thought that I was a Christian, but I've come to the realization that I'm not. And there he trusted Christ as Savior. He was religious, brought up in a Christian home, a good, solid, Bible-believing church. But he had never been saved. Could that be you? This examination will help you to find out if you're really saved or not. Examine yourself today. Take a look at your life. Can you find a time when you've trusted Christ? Can you find a time when you've called upon the name of the Lord and asked Him to save you? If you can, rejoice. But if you cannot, trust Christ as your Savior today, that you might have the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we will continue our study. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and that's why I say the best is yet to come. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.